Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again,
1-800-460-1663. As Into Tomorrow continues, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks in advance for participating on the program, because in our 27 years on the air, you, our loving audience, make the broadcast with your questions, comments, help for other listeners, your tech rage that you share with us, whatever the case. When you participate, you make the show. And also, of course, it's an easy way to participate. These days, a lot of folks are visiting us at intotomorrow.com and just clicking on that little red microphone that says Ask Dave. And you could do that anytime, 24/7 at your convenience, and participate on the program. Let us hear you. It is radio, after all, and you get to or have to hear us, so we want to hear you. And again, visiting us at intotomorrow.com makes it easy. While you're there, put in your email address only in the little box that pops up, and that gets you our free once-a-week tech newsletter, where we share with you who's on the show this week. We highlight a couple of calls that we're going to address their concerns. We share with you, some tech news, go figure, and some thoughts to make you smile. Also, prizes available this week, all the good stuff. It's always in our tech newsletter at intotomorrow.com. Our next guest founded a WellTech company that develops award-winning, user-friendly products to condition healthy habits. And boy, can we all use a little of that. The CEO and founder of a company called Obvious, just like it sounds, but spelled a little differently, hang in there, we'll tell you about it, is Ken Rosenblood. Ken, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Very good, thank you. How are you, Dave? And thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and I'm doing very well. First of all, tell me about the company Obvious, O-B-V-U-S. I like how you spell it. And obvious.me.me is the website. Tell me about the company.
Obvious is kind of, we only want to deal with products, and whether we market someone else's or manufacture and invent them ourselves, that meet people go, aha, that was a logical solution, kind of the light bulb or the scratch of the head. We're not here to make widgets. We're here to make a difference.
Oh, I like that. And then in the introduction, I talked about a WellTech company. So what is WellTech? I'm assuming, let me take a venture a guess here, has to do with wellness and using technology to help with our wellness?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you what it's not. It's not tech rage. I've never heard that term before, but I got a kick out of when you were doing the description. You said, hey, share with us, you know, your listeners. It is the antithesis of tech rage, but probably came about WellTech as a result of it. You know, the devices that we're on all day, and it's unbelievable to think that the iPhone's only going to be 15 years old in June.
Yeah, pretty wild. So
it's changed our lives. And I think that to date, it's helped us tremendously. I know I'm not giving up any of my tech. I'm a geek at heart. But at the same time, when you're so engrossed in it that you forget yourself to your own detriment, I think that's when it's time for WellTech, technology to support our wellness, takes over. And, you know, that's the broad definition. If I think about it from a category standpoint, it can be ergonomics, such as our laptop tower stand or our desks that we have coming out or our chairs to support us while seeing those screens or staring into those screens now 14 hours a day. It can be the task management that technology provides us to say, hey, Dave, it's time to take your vitamins. It's time to take your walk. It's time to take a break, a MeMo, as we say, a me moment. And it can also be even the connectedness that technology provides us to meet a health coach, to meet someone who understands and can help us plan our own wellness journey. I mean, we're in a wonderful time with sensors and I would call it the quantified self era, whereby people can see their heart rate. I watch my heart rate while I work. They can check their glucose is the next big one, right?
Yeah.
People are walking around with those things on their arms now, but I guarantee you in the next, oh, you got one.
In fact, the Dexcom.
Look at you,
the
Mr. Dexcom G6.
Yep. So I monitor it because it shows up on my phone, of course, and constant glucose monitoring. And that makes a huge difference. And of course, for diabetics, that's the kind of thing that has changed people's lives, because it's not a matter of, I'm feeling a little off. I wonder if I should check my blood sugar. Oh, I got to prick another finger. I haven't pricked a finger in years because of that device. So
and
glad that you brought that up.
And that thing's going to get smaller and smaller and in the next couple of years. And I think that not only diabetics, but people who are pre-diabetic, which we know, I think it's 70% of the United States is either diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Wow.
Meaning their A1C is 5.8 to 6.9.
Wow. So, yeah, by all means, it's more and more people that need to keep an eye on such things as your blood sugar. And maybe you don't think about it, and that's all the more reason to not have to think about it. If technology can be well tech and keep you well, then right. We're doing it the right way. And I like how you contrasted that with what we call tech rage, because, yeah, we have audience members that call in frequently about things that don't work the way they thought they should. You know, here's a product they bought and it's not doing what it was advertised to do, or I can't make it work right, or that's tech rage. So if that's the case, share that with us. We'll hopefully help you through it and help other listeners. But instead, well tech is almost, it sounds to me like you're not even having to think about it. It's just stuff that's helping us to stay well. And that's what technology can make a big difference for.
Exactly. I mean, I hearken back to something as simple as imagine how society changed when the alarm clock was invented.
Yeah, good point.
Technology at the time. Our objective with our app and ultimately our own watch on Google Wear OS, and we work with the Apple Watch now, if you want to see and get that biofeedback like you get from your glucometer, in real time, you can see your posture, you can see your breath, you can see your heart rate. So, you know, you're talking to the boss, the heart rate goes up and you notice, look at that heart rate. It gets up above 90 every day at 2 o'clock. Maybe I ate too much pasta for lunch. Maybe my boss is bugging me.
Yeah.
But your awareness of it and maybe a reminder to do something about it until it becomes an internally motivated habit. Well, tech can do that. Right.
And that's encouraging, because being an Android, and I do have a Wear OS watch, but I'd much rather it help me more with my health. So is that what Minder will do? I mean, it'll keep an eye on things. I mean, yeah, I can take a peek at my heart rate and I'm a nice mellow 81 right now. But yeah, there are things throughout the day that change your heart rate for whatever reason. Traffic is a good one. How about pulling up to the gas pump? Wow. You know, that kind of thing.
All of those things, we're not aware of our triggers when we're triggered. But if something else comes in and says, guess what, that heart rate is up right now because gas is, I'm here in the Republic of California, and we cracked $6 today.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, a sacrifice, so to speak, to help others, I hope.
Yeah.
Leave that alone.
Yeah.
As you would, we have so many new sources of information that are at our fingertips. Whether it's our blood pressure that we get from a sphygmometer, whether it's our pulse oximetry, our blood oxygen rate. And the Apple Watch does that now. That's the little thing that you put on the end of your finger.
Right.
All of these things in this pandemic world, and I don't even want to mention the pandemic, but my goodness, you can have everything that you need at home and call upon it when you need it. What we want to do with Mynder is give you the place to keep that information. So if you want to see your sugar level 24 hours a day, it goes into Apple Health or it goes into Google Health. You can download it into Mynder and combine it with, hey, here's my diary. Here's my food journal. Here's how I'm feeling. Mynder does all of those things.
Now, is this something that is a piece of software that would be on our laptop or desktop or even our smartphone? Or how does that work? So
right now it's on iOS. We have built it on OS that is not released. It will be built on Windows. It is built and not released. And Android will be the last. And all of these should be out in the next 6 months. And the idea is there's an old neurological, that's technological, right?
Yeah.
But there is a black line letter rule in neurology that a great way to learn a new habit is to tie it to an old habit. So the vitamin pills, right? Tie it to the coffee. No one ever forgets their coffee, at least I don't. but imagine if, how many times a day do you think you look at the time, Dave?
Oh, gee, constantly, especially because I've got another interview coming up or whatever. I mean, I'm having to be clock watching, but unfortunately, I also do it at night and I shouldn't. But it's like, you know, oh my gosh, I've only got 5 hours left to get back to sleep. So yeah, clock watching is a necessary evil some of the time, at least.
It is, but at the same time, imagine if we could tie to that habit, right? You don't even know when you do it. Maybe you just did.
Yeah.
but when you did, you'd say, you know what? I'm going to check in with myself too. That's the habit. I'm going to see what my heart rate's at. I'm going to see how I'm breathing. Do I need to take a drink of water? Am I thinking clearly? Or do I need to kind of, you know, just take, as Americans, we always go, 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 right?
Yeah.
We're going to work through it. Sometimes that equals diminishing marginal returns and we'd be better off taking a minute.
Mm. Another Memo, right? A me moment. I like that. Memo.
Yes. We think a Memo is any healthy behavior. And in Mynder, we give you a bunch of Memos. You can go to the websites and create a Memo out of that URL where you like to go because you like to work out with this person, breathe along with this person, just listen to this person. So whatever Memo is right for you can be accommodated in Mynder. Mm-hmm. The same way your blood glucose levels could be there. As I said, your food journaling, your check-ins. We're kind of a one-stop. This is what I want to do. These are the strategies of wellness that we know work. And we put them all in one place.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back and talk more with Ken Rosenblatt, who's the CEO and founder of Obvia Solutions. Visit their site at OBVUS, obvius.me. And while you're at it, come by and watch the video of this interview at our site at intotomorrow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.